Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. And welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. We can't wait to join with you this Resurrection Sunday morning as we celebrate our risen Savior together. Join us today at the Norwood campus at 8, 9:30, or 11 a.m., or at the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Easter Sunday, April 5th. Jesus called it. Sometime in the early weeks of 2023, a movie trailer on YouTube introduced me to an upcoming biopic film called Oppenheimer. Less than 2 minutes of scattered script, staccato scenes, and an emotionally stirring musical score. That's all I got. But that's all I needed. Before the trailer even ended, as I sat alone in my living room, I said to myself, that's going to win an Oscar. Just days later, at a meal with our church staff, conversation turned to the topic of movies, and I boldly spoke my prophecy aloud. I don't know which one, probably Best Picture, but I'm telling you, Oppenheimer will win an Oscar. It was still 5 months before the movie would even hit theaters in July, followed by another 8-month wait to test my skills of prognostication until the Academy Awards were held in March of 2024. You could say I was right, I suppose, because the Christopher Nolan epic did, in fact, win an Oscar. Or you could say I was wrong, for it didn't win just one. A near-record 13 nominations yielded 7 golden statues for Oppenheimer that night, including Best Actor, Best Director, and the coveted Best Picture. So even though I've still never seen the movie, I called it. Now, if only I had such predictive insight into the stock market. Well, of course, that was really just a one-off. I assure you, a prophet I am not. But in matters of infinitely greater gravity, Jesus called it. He repeatedly announced to his closest followers precisely what was going to happen to him when they arrived in Jerusalem. He spoke of his betrayal, arrest, his suffering, and death. He called all these events before they happened. And there's no controversy about whether he was right or wrong. Somehow, though, the disciples just couldn't quite accept what Jesus had told them. There was not a world they could imagine where their miracle-working rabbi would be put to death at the hands of the Romans. So they somehow dismissed his prophetic proclamations. Unfortunately, that means they ignored one more thing Jesus called beforehand, his resurrection. And so after his death, when they should have been anticipating the moment he would walk out of that tomb, just like he told them, instead they were moping in debilitating hopelessness and sorrow. He called it. He told them he would rise again. But somehow they missed that too. Now, of course, with the benefit of hindsight, we recognize that from Christ's resurrection, from this centerpiece of our faith, flows a vast wealth of theological truth and life-giving hope. Among those treasures which the resurrection has unlocked for us, there's one which perhaps you've overlooked or even dismissed, just as readily as those disciples disregarded Jesus' promise to rise again. It is this. If Jesus could predict his own death and resurrection and then pull it off, well, we can trust him to keep every other promise he's made to us. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul makes the clear point that if the resurrection didn't happen, our faith is vain. None of what Jesus taught or did matters. if his self-prophesied resurrection failed to come to pass. But you see, he did rise again. He did take up his own life. He did conquer death, hell, and the grave. He is risen. And so Paul's real point is that the reverse of that logic is likewise true. Because the resurrection did happen, everything that Jesus taught and did matters, and every promise he made will be kept. His promises to be with us, to answer prayer, to give us peace, comfort, rest, even his promise to return one glorious day. He'll do every one of those just as he called it. And that includes one more promise you can count on. As Acts 2:21 tells us, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you for listening to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 Daily Devotional for Easter. Although this series has come to an end, you can subscribe to the First Hurst podcast for weekly biblical messages from the worship services of First Hurst. For more information about First Hurst, visit firsthurst.com. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.